Make no mistake, Poor Things is one of the most remarkable, most enriching movies of this century, and the praise and attention which was heaped upon its star, Emma Stone, was richly deserved. I'm Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my movie podcast. Hello, I bid you a warm welcome to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews, A Self-Made Woman, Poor Things, 2023. Yorgos Lanthimos's Poor Things is an absurdist, fantastical tale with a gorgeous steampunk aesthetic. It also serves as a wildly imaginative variation on Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, or the modern Prometheus, and, to a lesser extent, the James Whale movie Bride of Frankenstein. It attacks, with great precision, a Victorian patriarchal society, and it more than hints at particular concerns which remain to this day. The promising young medical student, Max McCandles, finds himself in awe of the unconventional surgeon, Godwin Baxter. He soon becomes Baxter's assistant and encounters Bella, a peculiar young woman who happens to be the surgeon's ward. But Max becomes privy to a startling revelation. Baxter had found a drowned woman who was heavily pregnant. He was able to revive her body by carrying out a complex procedure which required replacing the woman's brain with that of her unborn child's, christening his creation Bella Baxter. The impressionable Max is instantly drawn to her, despite the fact Bella punches him on the nose within seconds of first setting eyes on him. At this stage, Bella's mind is simple and infantile. She wants all her needs met and is impulsive and aggressive. However, her intelligence starts to develop and she becomes very curious about autoeroticism and sex. Despite being betrothed to McCandles, Bella runs off with a hedonistic and opportunistic lawyer called Duncan Wedderburn. The once sheltered Miss Baxter gets to see various parts of the world, and as her intelligence starts to increase exponentially, she fully explores her sexual nature, whilst her moral perspective starts to evolve. Yorgos Lanthimos and Emma Stone had already struck gold together with the equally brilliant, darkly satirical drama, The Favourite, which came out in 2018. And Emma received an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress. She went one better with this exquisite movie, winning the Best Actress Oscar at this year's ceremony. And Emma's performance here is nothing short of extraordinary, deftly conveying an individual who comes almost fully formed into existence and has to quickly learn to absorb and adapt to a multitude of sensations. Miss Stone fully commits herself to a highly challenging role, not shying away from the film's dark sexual nature. Mark Ruffalo also gives a full-blooded performance as the cad Duncan Wedderburn, a man who becomes ever more obsessed with Bella when he realizes he can no longer control or influence her. In fact, the negative perception and treatment of women is one of this movie's central themes. The male characters either believe they can own her, use her, tell her what to think or how to live. Nonetheless, by different means, Bella manages to defy them all, proving to be an emancipated woman. Well, as much as is possible in a society that's unequal and restrictive. And Willem Dafoe is his customary terrific self as the facially disfigured surgeon, Godwin, who clearly loves Bella despite his having a poor grasp of morality. And it is Rami Youssef who portrays the med student, Max McCandles. He's quite touching as the only man in Bella's life who strives to understand her and her needs. Poor Things is an adaptation of a 1992 novel by the Scottish writer and artist Alistair Gray. Yorgos had wanted to make the book into a movie since at least 2009, the year in which he visited Gray in Scotland in an effort to secure the film rights. Sadly, Alistair Gray never got to see his work transferred to the big screen. He died in 2019 at the age of 85. Gray brought a rather marvellous epigram to a wider audience. Work as if you live in the early days of a better nation. Poor Things' thought-provoking screenplay was penned by the Australian Tony McNamara, who co-wrote the screenplay for The Favourite, as well as for the 2021 Emma Stone vehicle Cruella. On this project, Lanthimos gave McNamara some guidance on how his movie would look and feel by asking him to focus on three particular movies: Buñuel's Belle de Jour, Fellini's And the Ship Sails On, and Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein. In real life, Mary Shelley had a friend who was called Isabella Baxter, and Mary Shelley's maiden name was Godwin, which got made into the Christian name of Bella's maker in this film, which is highly apt, seeing as its abbreviation is God. In order to create his astonishing appearance, Willem Dafoe had to spend 4 hours in makeup, and it took a couple of hours to carefully remove the makeup and prosthetics. Christopher Abbott, whose face was so expressive in Brandon Cronenberg's Possessor, loses all trace of his humanity in this film. He appears here as Alfie Blessington, a nasty piece of work who was married to Bella's mother. The French actress, Susie Bemba, also deserves a mention. She plays Toinette, an idealistic young woman Bella has a relationship with whilst working in a Parisian brothel. This movie's sumptuous, experimental look was supplied by the excellent Irish cinematographer Robbie Ryan, who also worked on The Favourite. There were indeed a number of changes made for the big screen adaptation. For example, in the book, this genre-bending tale was set in Glasgow and not in Victorian London, and Max McCandles was originally called Archibald McCandles, a name I prefer for some unknown reason. The movie's discordant but highly effective music score was provided by the young English musician Jerskyn Fendrix. This masterpiece of the surreal is twisted, kinky, and startling, but it truly is a movie you're likely to never forget. Gerard Carmichael, Vicky Pepperdine, and the legendary German actress Hanna Schygulla are among an outstanding ensemble. I'm Stephen Ochbold, and thank you very much for listening to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. You can follow me if you like, and each and every one of my episodes are available through most podcast hosts. On this occasion, I'd like to single out a follower called Spud. Thanks again to one and all. Take care of yourselves, and goodbye for now.